Let me ask you something. As a child, did you ever go on a treasure hunt when you had clues, just clues to follow in order to find the treasure? Of course. Of course. Well, many demons leave clues in the form of behavior manifestations. That's right. Which are an absolute easy giveaway if you know what to look for. I was talking to a friend the other day about behavior in Africa with the animals. By knowing the clues that the African animals give, and others as well, especially the big boys, you understand their behavior. You understand what they're talking about. If you see a lion up close, and I have, and he stares at you, okay, I've had that before, but they were relaxed when they did it. But when their tail goes up and down, top to bottom, left to right, you know, top to bottom, like a baton of a conductor in an orchestra, that is a sign he is fed up with you. Elephants, for instance, I've been around elephants within inches of them. Fine, relaxed, great time. These are wild elephants. But when they put their ears out, those gigantic ears out, and they stand up on one toe, for instance, their 4 feet, elephants can't jump. They don't have the ability to jump. They don't have the ability to jump, but they have the ability to stand up on a toe. So if one of their four legs, if you notice that an elephant is standing up on a toe, raising like his heel to his toe the way we would, and his ears are out, he's fed up with you, and they're going to charge so you get out of the way. These are signs that you would know. Signs that you would know. Okay, now, there's signs that the enemy gives about what they're doing in people's lives. There's behavior indicators of demonic oppression. Not everything is that, but you got to understand when you see something or someone that you know, a family member, a friend, a coworker, that something begins to happen within them and they're giving off indicators that they're being oppressed of the enemy. I'm going to give you quite a number of these. I'm not going to read them all, but I'm going to tell you this indicators. Number one, incapacity for normal living. Incapacity for normal living, the inability to feel joy or satisfaction in life. The person experiences ongoing feelings of confusion, heaviness, depression. Similar to dragging an anchor. This occurs at times when there's no particular external situation causing stress. Now, another one that's really a signal is agitation at gospel meetings that keep one from truly entering into or receiving the message. See, demonic strategies often seen as causing restlessness, irritation, sleeplessness, even physical attacks, coughing, especially as main truth of the gospel. When you talk to them about Jesus, they start coughing. When you talk to them about the Lord, they begin coughing. Around a song, they hack, they cough, they clear their throat. Remember sometimes when I try to speak here, all of a sudden I get this hacking and coughing and I immediately understand it and get rid of it? That's oppression. That's preventing something. And then there's the yo-yo effect. One extreme or another. Yo-yo. Exuberance and depression. Sure, it's called a technical thing, and people have that manic depressive up and down. I've told people with that, I said, you need to check on demonic oppression. And every time, not once, every time we discovered that was the problem of up and down that I have dealt with. And then there's extreme number two, bondage to sin. Persons unable to stop the sin, no matter what they do, they're hopeless and defeated. And it's a case of some besetting sin. Hebrews 12:1 talks about that. Besetting sin. They can stop drinking. They can stop cussing. They can stop smoking. They can stop vaping. See, bondage to sin. They have to. They must. They have to have it. Got to have another. Got to have another drink. Got to have another, you know, snort of whatever they take, cocaine. Gotta. It's bondage to sin. I can quit anytime I want to quit. But they don't. I can give this up tomorrow. Tomorrow comes, they don't. They're under bondage. Bondage. A person that can't stop abusing their own children. Can't stop temper tantrums. Can't stop anything. Can't stop involvement in any area. They got to do. It's the famous pickpocket. He's got to pick the pockets. It's a compulsion. You see? They got to do. That's behavior indicators of demonic oppression. Here's another one, number three. Discipline about normal personality. See, if you understand the demonic world, demons masquerade. They masquerade as part of our personality. Demons will masquerade as part of the personality of a person. See, you hear stuff like this. Well, that's just the way I am. That's just the way I'm. That's me. Or normal part of family characteristics. You would say, the lint catchers have always been hot-headed. You know, they always have. They'll have the women in the family are bossy, controlling, overbearing, yuck. Someone's saying that as they see that. The lint catchers, that's all they do. It's compulsive. They yell, they scream, they fight, they fuss. And that's compulsive personalities. When you talk to the lint catchers, they're always and just fill in the blank. The deception about that is that a person's true identity is frequently seen in connection with the shame, fear, control stronghold. That's right. Shame, fear, control stronghold. They're always involved there. And with this stronghold, the person has accepted the lie that he is shameful and must control to avoid any exposure or further shaming. You know, it's there. We can do a whole series on this. There's so many things we can do. So many series we can do, and we'll continue and do these series from time to time. It's periodically. See, one of the things I want to do is understanding spiritual authority. A lot has to do with spiritual authority. Well, I don't know what I am going to do. I don't know what I can do. Understand spiritual authority. Understand that spiritual authority. I have to teach that. I will. I'll teach about the authority of the believer. How much authority do you have? We'll deal with that, okay? Now, abnormal emotions is Number four, demons can cause a person's emotions to become exaggerated, intense, out of control, or all-consuming. Fear, anger, jealousy, grief, shame, resentment, and unforgiveness. Abnormal emotions. Abnormal emotions. I mean, I've seen Christians that are shaking literally because of fear. They shake. Fear, fear, afraid of everything. Anger, anger. I mean, just bang. You know, I wonder, the other day, there was a situation that Morgan and I noticed on the road that would be a perfect, perfect opportunity for road rage. Perfect opportunity. Perfect opportunity. In a parking lot, there was a car. We saw this. And a person in this very busy parking lot, extremely so, is standing there in the middle of the parking lot speaking to a person that is driving through the parking lot. And the person standing there is an employee of that store. Okay. Everybody says, "Hey, Lynn Ketcher, how's it going?" "Fine." "No problem." Everybody does that. Everybody does that. And these two individuals, the car and the person speaking, blocked the entire aisle of a major store in the major aisle to get past. Cars are backing up in three directions. Those coming in because the person was standing in the middle of that area. Those trying to make the right or left turn because the car was blocking. And those that were behind. Perfect opportunity for road rage. So the first car beeped their horn. Just, I heard it. Beep. That's all. Beep. I saw this. The car did not move. And the guy standing in the middle of that passageway looked like didn't even hear nothing and kept on talking, kept on talking. Cars were backing up. I was one of them. Cars were backing up, backing up, backing up. People couldn't pass. It was creating a very dangerous situation for the people coming out of the store. Then another one. Beep. Nothing. Again, a person that worked in that store looked at everybody like, "I care less." And then someone, beep, really put the horn down. No movement. I looked at Morgan and said, "You know, Morgan, know what this is? This is a perfect opportunity for road rage. Somebody in this line, in these three directions, the one coming in, the one trying to make the turn, and the one behind is going to get out and walk up there and do some damage to somebody. A perfect opportunity for road rage." Thank God. Thank God there was no incident there. Finally, the person with the car started moving, and they moved about 1 mile a year. The person that worked in the store kind of shrugged his shoulders at everybody, cared less, and walked out of the way and went back into the store. That's a perfect opportunity for road rage. Abnormal emotions, fear, anger, jealousy, grief, resentment, unforgiveness, and road rage. How do you stab a person? You're going down the road. You don't know an individual. The individual tries to help you. You take out a knife and you stab them in the chest 4 or 5 times. How does that happen? Why is that? That's demonic oppression. It is, I'm telling you. All right, here's the next one. Breakdown of marriage and family. Breakdown of marriage and family. Demons are at work in the breakdown of family life. And many cases, are you ready? Buckle your belt. Divorce. 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 Divorce is rampant. Families are in turmoil. Children are going crazy. Think about this, the breakdown of marriage and family and the new family order. I've said it a dozen times on this radio station. The breakdown of family order, the combination of all these different genders, so-called. Families being created. That's demonic. That's demon activity at work. You know, you have this family member and that family member, and they get together and they have a like orientation, and they adopt a child and bring that child in. The drag queens out there teaching, creating new families. If that's not demonic, you know, we really have our blinders on. Look at the family breakdown. You'll find demon oppression at work. I'm telling you. When I counsel people, that's the first thing I go to. First area I go to is demonic oppression. I talk to the individuals and talk to them and say, okay, let's see how this thing are going. You listen, look at your family, all right? Now, tragic happenings and after accident proneness. Okay, that's another one. Tragic happenings and accident proneness. Tragedies. See, I heard of a woman who had more spiritual difficulties, more heartbreak in 1 year than another person having a lifetime. She struggles with sexual identity, fights wrong sexual relationship. Her brother died of AIDS. Her sister was a terrible wreck the month after her brother died. Her sister's husband is a drug user. The woman's younger brother, who has borderline retardation, has reportedly exposed himself. The young woman's mother has begun radiation treatments for breast malignancy. Her father, who is often in and out of work, spends much of the time depressed. And yet, this person prays to God in the middle of all that. May the Lord strengthen her. Let's look at some of these things. Tragic happenings and accident proneness. We see this. We see this. Demonic oppression. Tragedy. Absolute tragedy. Look at that and you say, that is absolute tragic. And it's absolutely right. But what's behind it? What's behind all this stuff? Here, I've heard when I was growing up, just a kid, growing up in Brooklyn, New York, major city, right? At the time, it was the fourth largest city in the world, and yet it was inside the largest city in the world, my hometown. I remember hearing about families. I was just a kid. Hear about families that they had all kinds of problems. Back in the day, the women did not work. They did not work. The men went out and supplied the family finances, etc. All the ladies were, they called them homemakers, housewives. They raised the kids, took care of the kids. And there was a courtyard in the apartment building that I lived in, a courtyard that had benches on it. And they had, you know, on the sidewalk, they had like games that we can play. Like those that know, we play a game called Skelly and a game called Ringolivio. And they're all there, box ball, it was all there. So the kids could play in around the benches where the ladies would talk all the time. And so these big courtyards, they were fun. You knew everybody. Everybody's mother had a shot at every child to keep them safe. My mom would say to our neighbors, listen, if you see Ron getting in trouble, you tell me and you come to the aid of this stuff. And that's what the ladies would do. They would grab hold of us and keep us out of the street. They'd protect us the way they protect their own. Every mother kept an eye on their child and everybody else's child, and they got along perfectly. There was no racial disharmony. See, here's the devil trying to stop this. Get behind me, devil. You can't stop this. Go away. See what happens? The oppressed, go away. Don't stop. There was no racial inequality. Racial inharmony was there. Didn't matter the color of your skin. Everybody had a great time. Devil hates this. He hates this. But you'd hear every so often, man, something's really happening, and name a name. And I'm a kid, I'm playing Skelly and box ball we did a lot of games with a ball called a Spalding. You know, it was a rubber ball, Spalding. We played all kinds of games with it. And you'd hear that. So-and-so is really having a hard time because of so-and-so. Yeah. Yeah. And you'd hear that. You'd hear the difficulties. What I'm saying is that, oh, did you hear about so-and-so? Oh, such-and-such. I remember one lady came down with leukemia. And you talk about people coming to the aid of her. She had two daughters, actually. They were both teenagers, and she came down with leukemia. And all the different ladies in our apartment area would fix her food. Every day, somebody would fix her. They all got together on the bench and say, okay, you do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So on for months. One day I came home from school and said, Mom, what you cooking? She, oh, this is not for us. This is for Connie. That was her name. This is for Connie. And my mom even, and my dad thought about adopting those two girls. Adopting the daughters. And I didn't understand that. But they did. And I heard them talking one day. Hey, let's think about adopting Connie's two daughters. And that's what happened there. You understand that? But I'm telling you, tragic happenings and accident proneness. Let me give you a couple more here. Financial insufficiency. Demon manifestation is particularly indicated in situations where there is an inadequate supply of income when there should be enough, but there isn't. Hello. Hello. Should be enough, but there's not. Somebody said that, you know, I'm making ends meet until someone's removing the ends. Okay. Why is that? Sure. Sometimes it's not being wise with your dollars. Hey. Sometimes it's not being smart, overspending. It's all there. Understand that. But there's situations when none of that's happening and the money is just not there. Is the first thing they do. They stop giving to the Lord, which causes other problems in their life. They don't tithe, they don't give offering, they don't give anything. That's another subject for another day. But financial insufficiency, just not enough money to make it work. Let me give you one more for today, okay? Inner anguish. These are behavior indicators of demonic oppression. Inner anguish. The anguish takes many forms, such as pressure on the inside, turmoil, depression, despair, mental lapses, and inability to concentrate. The anguish exists even when there's no obvious pressures from external environment. It still happens. it still occurs. There's no pressure, none from internal environment. No pressure at all. The environment is not something that would cause all that, but yet it's there. Now let's talk about what we looked at today, okay? Looked at incapacity for normal living, extreme bondage to sin, deception about normal personality, abnormal emotions, breakdown of marriage and family, tragic happenings and accident proneness, financial insufficiency, and inner anguish. We'll talk about more tomorrow about behavior indications of demonic oppression.